2023 Elimination Chamber is come and gone. I thought it was a big success, most of it, and I'll break it all down after a word for Anchor. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever the you're listening to this. I want to start out with two quick things. One, you gotta be profanity. I know it should surprise no one, but the chance that we got last night, they deserve to be said in full. And not, you know, censored in any way because, damn it, they were on fire. And number two is thank you, Montreal. I know there's people up there that listened to this, at least did. And you guys were on point. You were on fire. You were in it all night. And, you know, made it that much better of a show. Still can't believe that was the first time there since the screw job. At least I think that's what Michael Cole said. It just sounds, you know, mesmerizing, but they were on it, and you know that was hot, especially where they were, you know, SmackDown in the same building. There's a few, you know, what, 2,000 less people, but for them to keep that energy, you know, sustained from that and then all the way through, they deserve giant kudos for pulling that off. So shout out to everyone in Montreal. If you know anyone in Montreal and you're listening, get it out to them. I don't know. But that was really, really cool. I appreciate it. Everyone appreciates it. And they made the night so much better. And the night was, I'd say, a resounding success. Minus that one match. But if you listened to yesterday, if you haven't, go listen to my prediction stuff. You'll understand my feelings towards that one match. But I thought everything else delivered for what it was. You know, at least the chamber matches in the main event, you know, were as good as they could be. And I definitely think the men's was better, but get to all of that. First, started off with a bang. I liked the match. I enjoyed the Women's Elimination Chamber number one contenders match for Bianca's Raw Women's Championship. I didn't think going in that it was going to be as good as the men's, just because look at the talent that was in the men's, and that's nothing against, you know, the women's match, because they have gone to the chamber and done better in certain, you know, years, whether it was tag title matches or stuff like that. We have seen them put on, you know, better matches than the men's. I just didn't think that this one personally was going to be a show stealer, just because, you know, you could look at half the people in there and go, no, 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 no. And, you know, that took some of that away, but it was good to see Asuka defeat, you know, Natty, Liv Morgan, Nikki Cross, Raquel Rodriguez, and Carmella to become the number one contender for Bianca Belair's Raw Women's Championship. I said it would make sense. She wasn't the one I was picking, you know, to make there, just because I thought they did a lot, but that can keep Bianca as a face. Asuka, you know, the heel side of it can go there, and they have what they need going into WrestleMania, and it's going to be a banger. I hate to steal that phrase, but it's going to be a banger. It's going to be really good. I'm looking forward to that. But the match is still good itself, having Natty and Liv start off the match. Raquel entered third, Nikki Cross fourth, Carmella fifth. And obviously that means Asuka came in last. And Raquel Rodriguez, shout out to her. She gave us a spot of someone driving or throwing someone through one of the pods, which was Nikki Cross, and then eliminating her. And then the only big thing I had about it, just because, you know, having the year that Liv had, having Liv, you know, start number two and be the last one eliminated in the Rumble, her and Asuka's stare off on SmackDown to have it end with her getting taken out so early by Natty with a sharpshooter, and Asuka, you know, with the armbar variation, whatever the hell that was, till she passed out, you know, having her out that early, it didn't make sense just because of where they had her, and only because of that, you know, they just had her, you know, there all the time. So that was my least favorite part of the whole entire thing. Never mind botches here and there in all the matches, you know, and stuff like that. It just didn't make sense. You can go in there. You can find it. No matter where you're listening to this, you can find the link on one of the socials or on YouTube and let me know what you think. I just thought they could have done the same thing. I just thought it was done, yeah, too early, I guess, is the way to put it. But otherwise, they put together a good match. Carmella eliminated Natty. Asuka eliminated Raquel. And then Asuka get Carmella to tap, win by submission. And they all had their moments in the match, which is a really good thing. You know, they all did that again. I just think, you know, Liv was out too early, but they had her pass out, which then still makes her look strong, even though I feel they've done that, you know, a bunch with her. So hopefully they don't overdo that. But I know they're going to have something for her for Mania. Obviously, hopefully it's not just Battle Royals, but only time will tell. Asuka, again, was my, you know, second choice there. We've seen her and Bianca, you know, intertwined, but it was never, you know, Asuka as a heel and this new character and all that, and they'll put on a banger. It's going to be a good one. No one should be able to complain anything about that match. Will, you know, Asuka be the one to finally knock Bianca down a peg, even if only for a little bit? We'll see. I honestly hope so. But we got to see how they book it and all that going forward so we can get an idea of what they're going to do. At WrestleMania, I think Asuka would be the perfect one, especially, you know, she's finally switched it up. Let her go on a good run with that. Let Bianca, you know, go work with other people. Take a break. Who knows? Do something. But, you know, Asuka doing that would be a good, that could work out really, really well. So we'll see how that goes. Next up was the stinker where Bobby Lashley defeated Brock Lesnar by DQ. Sorry, guys. I didn't like it. All I said yesterday was, please, God, give me better than you did the first two times. And they did. And it was just a bunch of finishers. Brock, you know, leaving Lashley laid out after putting him through the announce table after the match. Referee goes down too. You know, it was the normal stuff. It wasn't a good match. Hopefully that means we're done with that now. Please. The Brock Lesnar, Bobby Lashley thing should be over. Put in bed. Gone. See you later. Peace. Leave us alone. Now we get to see Bobby go towards Bray. And allegedly Brock and Gunther. And if that's it, that, again, I said it yesterday. I'll keep saying it. That'd be one hell of a match. And they'd beat the hell out of each other. I can see Brock having a match with him. You know, a good one at that. So, got to see how that goes. I just don't want to see Bobby and Brock anywhere near each other ever again. Because all three of those matches sucked. First one sucked. Second one, the way it ended and all that sucked. This one, again, was just spears, F5s, hurt locks. You know, it's not good. Whoever put any of those together. Hey, let's do the same thing three times, even though they sucked the first two times. Yeah, that's insanity, actually. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. So hopefully that's put to bed. Edge and Beth Phoenix defeated Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley. Dom was there. The crowd was hot for Edge and Beth. Jump Street again, though. It's Edge. And Beth Phoenix. You don't get to see Edge very often. They didn't get shows in Montreal very often. So I think they said that was the first time Edge was in Montreal for a show in 17 years, which is absolutely scary. But, you know, that was really, that was pretty much the highlight, though. Just the crowd on, the crowd was the highlight of the match. I didn't expect, you know, a lot going into it. Said it repeatedly. Here comes that beautiful profanity. I do have to give them credit, though, for the fuck you, Dominic chant that was sustained for most of the match. Not a good sign, you know, the people in the ring when they'd rather tell Dominic to go fuck himself on loop, but they did. I enjoyed it. I mean, I thoroughly did. And I mean, he couldn't even properly interfere and knock Beth off the top turnbuckle. He had to jump up and do it a second time before Edge chased him off to a na 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 hey hey goodbye chant, which again, outstanding. And the second he came back, fuck you, Dominic chants are right there again. Yeah, again, they were hot and they were on it. Roman got the same treatment. I don't like the Dom thing. I want the Dom thing to be over. Hopefully, we're getting close to that. But the same shit. Dom throws Nux in the ring, reuses him on Edge. Edge kicks out. Everyone's jumping on Beth. Like, leave Beth alone. She was off by a second trying to break up the pin. Like, they're out there doing it every day. He got his shoulder up. And we actually see tag matches and matches, yeah, all the time where the partner's late. And I don't see anyone, you know, trying to bury them on the internet. So thank you, internet wrestling people. Whether it's Facebook, Twitter, anywhere. Anyway, she was late by a second. We see it all the time in normal matches. Go back and watch Raws and SmackDown and see people trying to break stuff up. There's one too, and thankfully they throw their arm up before the person gets there and the world doesn't explode. So how about we just let this one go? Because it could have been a lot worse. And he got his arm up, so at least nothing stupid happened. But damn, people jumping on her for that. We see it all the time. Like, you really are just disgusting if you just have to find the thing and go after it when it's something as little as that. There's much worse botches that I've seen people be way nicer about. Sorry, not sorry. Leave it alone. There's worse things we could, you know, see happen, but we did get to see Rhea Ripley powerbomb Edge, Beth Phoenix powerbomb Finn Balor. We got to see the Glam Slam. Taria on the floor. And the Shatter Machine. So shout out to, you know, FTR, because we know what Cash did, you know, with Edge trying to get back in the ring, helped him get, you know, in shape when he first got cleared there. So that was really, you know, a nice little thing there. But we figured they were going to win. I'm guessing, you know, we've all seen the rumors again. Edge and Finn at Mania, that if this is going to be, you know, Edge's last Mania, that's a hell of a match to put in there together. Like, they could tear the house down if they just let them go and all the stupid didn't happen. But there's going to be so much stupid, which is the problem with it. Rumors of Hell in a Cell, I'd be okay with that, him going down doing that, especially with Finn. Now the question is, do we get to see the demon again? Because, you know, I'm pretty sure he said it was dead to him. I don't blame him after the way they booked it, you know. Or the turn where he, you know, pops right back up after getting just dropped outside like nothing happened. And then the turnbuckle breaks and suddenly that's enough and he's dead and gets beat by Roman. Like, that was just poorly booked, whoever did that. I complained about then. Go back and find it. That was dog shit. I think it could be good. Hopefully, you know, it's the demon thing doesn't, you know, come out, because we know there's going to be a bunch of shenanigans and stupidity no matter what. And I just don't want to see it added to that. And I just want to see Edge and Finn go at it left alone. No interference, no anything. And just see the magic that they could put together, because we all know what Finn can do. You don't know what Finn can do, go back and watch his old stuff. Because, you know, you don't get to see it all the time now. You got to see him on a roll back then. Yeah, but watch his stuff. He's way super talented. It's just, you know, the situations and, you know, the opportunities he's been given. He's made the most of them. He's just been here, there, gone, you know. And he can wrestle. He really can wrestle. And I think that would be a great way for Edge to go out. If it is his last Mania, I hope it isn't. But if it's, hey, he knows better than I do when it's time to go. And that could be a killer match. We just have to see how they get there and how they eliminate the stupid, because there's only so much stupid that all of us can take. And they like to push the line with the Judgment Day and Dominic Mysterio. So hopefully we don't get there without getting a lot of that gone. Make the match even better. Less idiots involved. Everyone wins. We'll see how that, you know, plays out. But that seems to be the way they're going, and I'm okay with it again. Should be a good match. Men's Elimination Chamber match for the United States Championship. Obviously, Austin Theory successfully defended the title against Bronson Reed, Johnny Gargano, Damian Priest, Montez Ford, and Seth Rollins. And I'm going to say they absolutely killed it. Absolutely, unequivocally. What I thought they were going to do, they went out and did. They were on it. Whoever was the agent on that, or agents, good job to that, because that was fantastic. And I really thoroughly enjoyed all of it, you know, and better of the Chambers matches for the night. But we saw Money in the Bank matches forever ago, and the women's won that one. Yeah, it was better. So, you know, they switch off all the time. That one was good. That one deserved to be, you know, the better of the two. They went out and did it. Seeing Johnny Gargano and Seth Rollins start off the match was amazing. It's good to see, you know, Johnny at least get to go out there and wrestle, because, you know, could see it very often because he's doing all this hokey stuff with Dexter and everything that he's done since he got there. Nothing's really been, you know, big and fantastic. It was good to see him be in that spot to show what he can do. Hopefully it leads to something bigger and all the hokiness is done. I'm not holding my breath on that one, but those were the two guys that should have started the match. Austin Theory entered third, Damian Priest fourth, Bronson Reed fifth, and Montez Ford entered last. And there's a bunch of highlights, but, you know, the big ones to me were Theory picking up Bronson Reed on his shoulders and walking around for a little bit, because that's a big dude. So kudos to him. And again, shows how much of a freak he is, because it's not like Bronson's a small dude. So that was good to see. Crazy strength. Props to him. Reverse run a DDT spot, whatever the hell that was, you know, with Bronson Reed was amazing. I heard it called so many different things, but yeah, a reverse run, I'll call it. And him being able to do that was fantastic. Montez Ford hanging off the top of the pod and dropping on everybody reminded me of Jeff Hardy and Hell in a Cell, except he dropped through a table on his stomach, which really didn't feel good, I imagine. But that was really good. And, you know, everyone had their spot, which is what you want in these things. It made talk, you know, I'm going to say it was Tez's coming out party as a singles guy. I didn't think he was going to get it. I just didn't think they were ready to pull the trigger on that yet. But he still had a hell of a showing in there. And, you know, no one should take anything away from him, whether it's on the internet, social media, in the company, anywhere, because that was a hell of a showing. And he absolutely killed it. And we don't get to see him do, you know, any big singles matches, so it was really cool to see that. And we all knew he'd hold his own. He's a freak. He's captivating. He's entertaining. He's charismatic. He's all the things they want. He's just in a tag team. And I really did thoroughly enjoy that. The time will come when it does come. You know, hopefully they do it right. But Damian Priest eliminated Johnny Gargano after a razor's edge. Montez eliminated Priest after the blockbuster with Seth holding him. Theory eliminated Montez Ford after Seth stomp. And then we get to the Montez Ford being down like he was hurt. Hopefully it was kayfabe. I'm guessing it was kayfabe. You know, him slipping on the stairs and the ref, you know, and the trainer, put some quotes around that, dropping to him, and maybe. But, you know, it's 100% looks that way just because suddenly here comes Logan Paul, buckshot stomp, hangs on the cell the rest of the match. Austin Theory eliminates Seth and retains. We all knew it was coming. There's only one reason they were talking. You know, Seth was talking about him that much. That's because they were going to go out at Mania. I think that's going to kill it. I think they'll absolutely steal one of the nights of WrestleMania. Seth always does. And Logan Paul can wrestle. And I keep saying it. He irritates me to no end. But with a lot of the things he does. You know, not all of them, but most of the stuff he does just irritates me. And I can admit that while also admitting that he can wrestle. Like, he has put together some great matches. Look at him and him at Mania, him and Miz, him and Roman. You know, like, he can go. Him and Roman match, that says it all. You know, his knee, finished the match with that knee, back so quick. Like, that's going to kill it. I don't care. I mean, you can hate him and still appreciate what he could do in the ring. And a lot of people I hate, but I appreciate what they do in the ring. Dominic isn't on that list, but I don't think he's on, I mean, I think he's on a lot of people's list because I do know there's people out there that like it, but that's going to absolutely kill it. So now we got that figured out. You know, we got Bobby and Bray going forward. We got Seth and Logan going forward. Those are good things going forward for Mania. Those are going to be good matches. You know, we have Rhea and Bianca. We have Roman and Cody. Like, WrestleMania is, you know, winding up to be really Bianca and Rhea. Bianca and Asuka, and then Charlotte and Rhea. Like, there's a lot of good matches that they have setting up, and this one set up another one, and the card keeps getting better. There's not a match that I'm not looking forward to yet. There's going to be sooner or later, don't get me wrong. They screw it up every year, but so far it looks really, really good, and really, really good is an understatement for what they did in the main event. Obviously, Roman still, you know, is champion. Figured he was going to be, but you know, what they put together in that one, you know, that was, like, however, again, the agents, Sammy, Paul there, I'm sure was involved. Roman was involved. Like, whoever helped put all of that together, kudos to them, because that was, there was so much they did right in that match. Having Roman come out first, so we could see his face reacting to, you know, Sammy's pop there in his hometown was an amazing, you know, that was a good touch. Pardon my French, but the fuck you Roman chance before he even hit the ring during his entrance was amazing. So again, kudos to the crowd because they were there. It was amazing. Long overdue for Sammy to do it, but you know, I just didn't think he was going to. I wanted him to. It's one of those I wanted him to, but I didn't think he was going to, and he didn't. But it put together such a good thing. I mean, it took him, what, 10 minutes to even start the thing? They were just looking at each other, listening to the crowd. And again, the psychological stuff and the little story stuff that they put together there was great. They made Sammy look quite believable and let him go out and do, you know, his thing and show what he could do, because we haven't seen him do what he could do in a very long time. And it was nice to finally see that again, because it is, you know, long overdue. My only problem with the match was the referee down spot, because second he went down, we all knew, boom. Jimmy, super kicks, kaboom. Sammy takes care of him, gets speared, kicks out. Paul gets Roman a chair. He turns around. There was Jay. I did like that bit. You know, Jay's in between Roman and Sammy. He hands Jay the chair. Jay doesn't do it. He mushes his face before Sammy hits Jay with a spear when Roman gets out of the way. And then Roman just beats the brakes out of him with a chair and ends it. And for how good that was and how up everything was until that point, to have it end that way, it felt very flat. Because like, they had everyone like there. No one, there wasn't anything else happening in the whole entire world, and they had people turned up to a million. And then to end it on just, you know, beating the brakes off them with a chair and pinning it. And like after all of that, that felt like where they dropped the balls, like the ending to the men's chamber. You know, like it was up there, and then there was, oh. And that's not taking anything away because they put together a great match, but everything was so beautifully put together until those last couple of minutes. Once you saw the ref go down, I'm pretty sure, at least I know I collectively went, fuck. Because we knew that, you know, it's going to end everything that they had going. While they also did put some good false finishes and storytelling in there, you just knew it was going to get dumb after that. And that was the only, you know, downside to everything. Because they did build the story for so good, you know, so good for so long. They put a hell of a story together in the ring. Sammy's on fire. The crowd was on fire. And I just didn't think that the, you know, finish was as on fire as the rest of it. But we got to see KO come out, pop up, powerbomb. You know, Jimmy threw the announce table, left Sammy the ring. And like I said, many people said probably Sammy and KO against the Usos at Mania for the titles. You know, let them get the titles off of them and move on. Let the Usos and Roman and all them go away for a while. Yes, if you don't see them for a while, we will appreciate it when they come back. So, yeah, another good match set up for it again. Like I said, we got Charlotte, Rhea, Bianca, Asuka, Logan, Seth, Bobby and Bray, allegedly Brock and Gunther. I mean, there's some really good ones, you know, on the card. And a lot of those are confirmed. So it's building up to be a great night at WrestleMania. I do have some things to say before I go, though. That Seth made an amazing Joker in that video for Mania Hollywood with the Becky in there at the end. They picked the perfect guy to do that. And I look forward to seeing more of them come out because who didn't enjoy Stone Cold being Gladiator when they did that thing last time? You know, Triple H's stuff, Booker's stuff, Kane and Daniel Bryan, like they did so many good things. I'm really looking forward to see what they keep coming out with that. Dom still sucks, just in case anyone didn't notice. Hopefully, you know, waited from the beginning of this episode to make it here. He sucks. Like, we have Hall of Famers in the ring wrestling, you know, with Edge and Beth, and we have, you know, Rhea, as hot as she is, and Finn, and they spent most of the match, never mind what was happening in the ring, chanting, fuck you, Dominic. Like, I didn't like, you know, that's just bad. And he botched interfering before he got ran off. He, you know, it's just the same thing over. It's just cheap, bad stuff. And Corey isn't helping any of it on commentary. Like, it's just, it's not good. Again, I just thought they moved him up, you know, too early altogether without going to NXT, and then it just keeps getting drug in and worse. Again, tell me what you think in the comments, wherever, you know, find it. I just, you leave voice message on Anchor, by the way, so you can do that too, but I don't like it. I think it sucks. He botches a bunch of stuff. His mic skills, yeah. I just don't get it. I don't get how he's still, you know, there. But hopefully it ends soon. And hopefully they don't have Ray, you know, end his career losing to him. Hopefully Ray gets to beat him and carry on. And we can finally be done with it because that's not helping it at all either. Everything they've done to get him, you know, between the Thanksgiving and then Christmas and then Valentine's Day, and just so much dumb shit that they just keep doing with it, and it's not doing him any favors at all. I don't care who you are on that one. Like, they need to figure something out with that. But thank you, Montreal, for the fuck you, Dominic chance for the whole entire match, pretty much. Again, not good when that's happening, when Edge and them are in the ring. They'd rather tell you to go fuck yourself than chant or watch it. Like, that's a problem. At least to me, it's a problem. You can tell me whatever you want. Hopefully we don't see, hopefully for the love of God, we don't see Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley ever again. We wanted it for what, forever, for over a decade there. Everyone was saying, we hope we get it. The first one sucked. The second one sucked. Well, maybe this looks like it's going to be the ending of it. It won't suck. And it sucked. It really did. Sorry, not sorry. That sucked. Hopefully we never see that again. The Paul Riss, Paul Heyman took a better stunner bump than Vince's first and last, and the last one was absolutely bad. So hopefully we never see that one again. But good for Paul. I mean, it was the weirdest sell. Yeah. Sell that I've seen. You know. But he did it better than Vince because Vince just looked like, I don't know, a log. Just collapsed. And then he really collapsed the last one. So good for him. Someone finally got their hands on with that stunner. Doesn't happen often, but good for the story. And then we get to the two big things. Why waste the end of the men's chamber match and then the main event? Like, the men's chamber match was on fire. We all pretty much figured, obviously, Seth wasn't talking that much trash about Logan Paul if they weren't going to face each other at Mania. Why would you, like, the match is that good. Why have the ending of it, you know, Logan Paul doing it? We all saw it coming. If you're going to do it earlier, to me at least. Because, you know, the match was there and they could have kept the match going, not just, oh, look, yep, it's over. The second we saw him, you know. And that was one of the quieter moments I've noticed from the crowd. I mean, I was listening from a projector doing all kinds of stuff, but, you know, that was a waste of a finish there, just like, you know, the Roman-Sammy main event. Like, it was there the whole time, and then the ending was, ugh. And I feel, you know, that they fell flat there. You know, little minor things, though. Overall, I thought it was an amazing night regardless, you know, minus, you know, the Brock-Bobby match. And Edge, Beth, Rhea, and Finn, they were as good, if not better, you know, than we expected. At least I expected going in, so I wasn't really disappointed. By that, you know, they still did some stuff. There's botches all night, so people calm down. She was late by a second, breaking up a pin. Like, there's a lot worse things you could do in a ring and botch. And we've seen all the time. But good night. And regardless of the finishes, I still enjoyed it. Hopefully you guys did too. You know, because they did put together the last two premium live events have been on fire, but we'll see what they do going forward. Thank you for watching, though. Thank you for listening. YouTube, Apple, and Google Podcasts, you know where to find it. But please make sure you hit the share button and get it to more people, or the retweet button. And until we meet again, deuces, peace. I'm out. Bye.